here's a story from The World.
5 years ago this month, China passed a landmark national domestic violence law, a law that mandated change. But 5 years on, advocates say making the rules actually work for survivors of domestic abuse, that has been an uphill battle. From Shanghai, The World's Rebecca Canther reports.
When Chinese pop star Tan Weiwei released her single, Xiao Juan, in December, it shocked people. Pop songs here don't usually take on difficult topics, but Xiao Juan, or Jane Doe, put the spotlight on something that often gets pushed under the carpet, domestic violence. The lyrics reference horrific stories of abuse that have made headlines in recent years in China, before leading to a chorus. Erase our names, forget us. The same tragedy repeats itself over and again. Feng Yuan says this song opened up the conversation about domestic violence to a broader audience. She runs an abuse support hotline and is a longtime gender equality advocate. She says Tan Weiwei was able to string together all these incidents of domestic violence and speak out about them bravely. And advocates can use the song as a tool to move the conversation forward. That conversation is still one that largely remains unspoken in mainstream media, even after 5 years since the anti-domestic violence law was passed. Instead, survivors have been turning to social media to raise awareness and call for help. This viral video was posted online in 2019 by Yuya Mika, a well-known beauty blogger who exposed the mental and physical abuse she suffered from her ex-boyfriend. Last year, a Tibetan internet star was brutally murdered by her ex-husband while she live-streamed on Chinese TikTok. And just last month, a former journalist used WeChat to call out her husband for his abuse of her and her children over the past 7 years. These shocking incidents are raising the alarm about domestic violence. But advocates say there's not enough education about how the anti-domestic violence law works. A core piece of the law is that it allows people to file for personal protective orders against their abusers. But not enough people know about the protective orders, even police. Lin Shuang is an anti-domestic violence volunteer in Shanghai who accompanies survivors when they go to the police. Before the law went into place, she says the police saw abuse as a family dispute. They would say,
this is your family affair. You just go back, talk to your husband. We have no reason to get your husband to our station unless he voluntarily come and we can talk to him. Well, otherwise, we have no legal reason to do that.
Even with the law, Lin says that response is still common. Before survivors go to make a report, she gives them specific instructions to save the text of the law on their phones so they can show it to the police.
You would think now we have the national law, at least the government officials would know about this and they would know their responsibility. But no, a lot of them still, I don't know if they are not educated, they're not trained, or this is not their priority. They just find a thousand excuse to not do their job.
Protection orders can shield victims by barring an abuser from being in contact with them, or forcing them to move out of a shared home. But the barriers to getting one are high, says Lin. In the first 3 years of the law, less than 6,000 protection orders were issued in all of China. Lin says one woman she helped had to provide police with examples of the documents she needed just so they would know how to make one.
The victim is educating the police and is pushing for the police to do their own job or to even let them to learn how to do their job.
It's a big ask for survivors. But those like beauty blogger Yuya Mika say victims have been silent for too long. And in her video, she says, domestic violence continues. Speak up, she says, to prevent another victim. For The World, I'm Rebecca Canther in Shanghai.